When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tigers head coach Will Wade with me. Coach Wade, what's up, man? How are things going down in Baton Rouge, man?
We're doing well so far, so we're looking forward to getting up to your city this weekend.
No doubt, coach. Let me ask you about that, man. Coming to Atlanta, a lot of great players are here to see the LSU brand once again playing Tech at the Hawks Arena. First game with a night session. Tell me about that. How did it come together? And talk about what Chris Williams is doing with the Holiday Hoops given here, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Chris a long time. It was we were supposed to be in it last year, but we had a COVID issue, so we couldn't end up playing in it last year. And anytime we can come to Atlanta, like you said, it's a fertile recruiting area. I was joking. We've got a player, Eric Gaines, who went to Lithonia High School. I was joking. I told him this morning. I called the Georgia National Guard to make sure they were going to be outside his room so he couldn't leave and run around Atlanta when we got there. But it's an awesome event. We always like to play in NBA arenas. Our guys love to play in those type venues. And so we're excited about playing in State Farm and the great lineup that Chris and his group has put together.
No doubt, man. So fans, Coach Way, is this, man. Like, hey, it's a one-day MTE. You see 8 teams, like it's a tournament day almost. See all these different teams, different styles of play. 1 day, 2 sessions, man. So fun, man. And like you said, man, fans can come out there from Baton Rouge and have a good time in Atlanta, go to Buckhead, enjoy themselves. A quick little weekend trip for all you fans.
Oh, yeah. We got a group of fans coming up with us. So, you know, in Louisiana, they know how to have a good time. So they're going to have they'll have a hell of a time when they're in Atlanta. Hope they got enough alcohol for all our folks. It'll be a fun trip. And it's a great day of basketball. Like you said, you've got 2 sessions and our session us in Tech are the first game, and Western Kentucky, who's a really, really good team, and Ole Miss from the SEC. And then you got Clemson and Drake and Nebraska and Auburn. And so you just got a lot of really, really good teams, really, really good programs. It's going to be an awesome day of basketball. They got the Hawks and the Nets the day before. So we're going to take our team to that because Skyler plays for the Hawks, obviously, who played for us, and Cam Thomas, who played for us, plays for the Nets. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a great weekend of basketball in Atlanta.
I'll see you Friday at the game, Coach. I'll be there. I'm there every night.
All right. I kind of could tell that with your hat on. I felt comfortable you may be there.
Yes, every Hawks game, I'm there. The Hawks play here. I'm always there, man. Yes, and Coach, wait, tell me this, man. For like last year, man, 19 wins in a tough COVID year, man. I know with the Hawks, man, we couldn't really travel the team, man. It was all kind of doing stuff from the arena. So for you guys trying to play games and like canceling games, day of the game, having to worry about testing, and just talk about how tough it was last year for you guys. We're still getting 19 wins despite all that.
No, it was crazy. You know, it was funny because Cam Thomas, the kid I was telling you about who played for me last year, he texted me, plays for the Nets now. He's like, Coach, y'all are doing so much more team building stuff now. I was like, yeah, Cam, we don't have COVID. Like, we had COVID last year. You couldn't even be with your team. You just showed up to practice and hope you could get through practice without anybody getting sick or without there being any issues. And so we were, you know, you're just trying to get through and make it through the season. And so to our guys' credit, they found a way through the season, and we were able to get to the NCAA tournament, win a game in the NCAA tournament. So it was fairly successful, you know, based on all the restrictions and everything that was going on with COVID.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this, man, spring and summer, how important is that now? Because you didn't have it in 2020. So the guys appreciate it more now, going to class now more. Because last year, you couldn't really do that. This year.
Yeah, it's been huge. I mean, that's part of the reason, you know, when we bring our team to Atlanta this weekend, we've only got two guys that played for us basically last year that are in our top, I mean, three really, but three of our top eight played for us last year. And one of those three didn't really play a whole lot. And so, you know, we got five new guys that are in our rotation, and just being able to have them here in the spring and in the summer, really in the summer, and get ahead with the, get ahead with our team building and just getting to play with each other and getting to know each other. That was huge for us.
Yeah, man, because I tell you, when I played ball, man, if I was in Atlanta working out, it wasn't the same as being in Nashville with the guys over Tennessee State. I was better when I was up there with those guys than I was here on my own. So I know having you guys to push you, those individual drills, we on the track running those gases, man, having your guys would make you go harder than you would by yourself.
Oh, no doubt. That Louisiana heat in July is not something you want to mess with. So you get out there and do some of that running outside. You can get in shape. You can get things right real quick. But, yeah, no, just having guys to push each other, having guys to be around each other, all that's really, really important.
And you got 8 wins in a row in the year already, man. Seeing different styles good early in the year. With the SEC, as you know, all these different styles, you see zones, some pressing, you see everything in the SEC. So seeing different styles early to help you for that gauntlet coming up late December. Tell me about that, how you got, have you had new guys and been 8-0 so far?
Well, I'm trying to enjoy the 8-0 before I got to worry about the gauntlet that we got coming. But, I mean, obviously Georgia Tech, they play a bunch of zones. They play a bunch of different defenses on Saturday. So that'll be an interesting test for us, and something that's a little bit different than what we've been used to. So, you know, we've played some really good teams. We've beaten a Big Ten team. We've beaten an ACC team in Wake Forest. We've beaten a lot of really, really good mid-major teams. And so, you know, we're looking forward to continuing to get better. We've done as well as we can do to this point. We've got to continue to work hard and continue to keep it rolling.
Let me ask you a zone question. A Ron Hunter zone or Josh's zone? Which one is more difficult?
I tell you what, now when Ron Hunter, we were in the CAA when I was at VCU, when Georgia State was in the CAA, and his zone will mess you up. Now he's a heck of a basketball coach. He's down here at Tulane now, but he's a really, really good basketball coach. Did a great job at Georgia State. And Coach Pastner, he's got the 1-3-1. He's got all sorts of stuff just like Coach Hunter. So it'll be a big challenge for us to prepare for all the zones and all the defenses on Saturday.
I mentioned about Eric Gaines. Tell me about that young man. So from Athlone out there, I-20 East out there. Tell me about that young man, what he's bringing to your roster so far. What you have in your views for this guy going forward, Coach?
He's hilarious. He's a great kid. I love him to death. I was just talking to him before I got on with you, actually. He said he was getting ready to go take an exam, and we were joking about some stuff. But he's just, you know, he's got unbelievable energy. He's all over the court. He plays extremely, extremely hard. He's as good as it gets in college basketball defensively. He's quick and can stay in front of the ball and does a lot of things to disrupt the other team's offense. And offensively, he's elite in transition. He's got elite speed. He gets that ball up the court quick. He gets the ball to the rim quick. And so he's just a really, really good, really, really talented player. And he's only a sophomore for us. And, you know, he's playing much, much better for us. He's playing really well for us right now. But the best is yet to come. The best is still ahead of him, and hopefully he can kickstart that back in his hometown on Saturday.
No doubt, Coach. Now, my father was a coach. He coached football here in the Atlanta area. For you, man, my dad wanted me to get a coach. I couldn't do it. You know, I had to say I'm gonna be a radio guy. So for you, man, at what point
did
you say?
Smart.
Yeah. So what point did you want to get into coaching, man? Because I know I see my dad, he loves his guys. He still talks to him all the time, and they still love him. Like, he's still a coach. So for you, what made you want to get into coaching years ago, man?
Well, I kind of stumbled in it. My mom was a principal back in Nashville, and you know, I was going to be a high school teacher and high school coach, and Coach Purnell, the guy I worked for at Clemson, was like, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well get your graduate degree. Let me pay for your graduate degree. And halfway through getting my graduate degree, he promoted me to a full-time spot, and I've never left college basketball since then. So it wasn't some grand plan I had or anything like that. I was very fortunate. I had a lot of help from Coach Purnell along the way, and it's been a fun ride so far, and I enjoy what I do. I enjoy spending time with the players. I enjoy spending time with our staff and with our team and just running the program. So it's been a good run so far. Hopefully we can keep it going.
Now, I told you off the air, I have a house still in Nashville. Can you imagine how it's grown since you grew up there?
It's crazy. I can't even get around when I go back anymore. I got to use GPS to get around, and I can't figure out anything. They've renamed the interstates. They got new interchanges. There's parts of town you would never even think about going in that now you can't even buy a house in for under $500,000. I mean, they got those stacked. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's a great town, and it's growing. I think I read somewhere like over 100 people are moving in every day. It's like one of the fastest growing communities in the country. So I wish I'd have kept some real estate from when I was younger there. I'd be better off.
See, coach, you're different from me, man.
You're smarter than me. You still got the house in Nashville. I don't.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, coach, when I was younger, I got the house in 2012. Because I got my first job in radio. I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy a house in Nashville. But then I forgot I was on contract. So I had a house still. I moved to Atlanta again to work in Atlanta. So I'm like, but I kept my house. Now the property values are growing and growing and growing.
You're living good right now. You got a good investment.
Hey, and I avoid taxes in Georgia.
That's exactly right.
No way, close Texas, Tennessee.
That's right.
Now, last before Coach is, buddy, when you come to Atlanta, man, what's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Well, I like Two Urban Licks. You ever been there?
I sure have.
Big time spot. That's my favorite spot.
See, Kermit Davis loves the varsity. See,
I like. Oh, that's too generic.
Yeah, Kermit told me the varsity today. He said, the varsity, JR. I'm like, really, the varsity coach?
I love Two Urban Licks. Back there in that back there, kind of tucked away in the building back there, big time spot. Great food. Good atmosphere, too.
Well, coach, when you come in to recruit, man, we got to get together. And I'll show you some more spots when you come to town. They bring your wife to when you come to town, man. I got spots for you, coach.
I bet you got some great spots. I look forward to it.
Hey, coach, you be good. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
Thanks now.
All right.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.